Welcome to PCMC, Pop Culture Man Children. I'm your host, Mike Buongiorno. I'm not the Mike Buongiorno who hosted Italian Wheel of Fortune and who was a very beloved icon. You don't know that my name? You don't know that I share the name with
You mentioned that before, bro. Like, have you ever actually done an episode on the Italian Wheel of Fortune?
No, but when I, sometimes I teach, and once I was in, let's just vaguely say, the halls of academia, and another academic heard my name and ran up to me and was like, oh my God, I did my dissertation on Mike Buongiorno. I was like, that's great. I'm not him though, right? Like, I'm excited that you're excited that that's my name.
Well, that's like when you knew that girl named Bukowski and she was like, who's Bukowski?
Yeah, one time, this is how far back that goes. I was like, it was like a AOL chat room, but like, remember, like, well, maybe you're younger than me by a good margin, but like,
well, I remember the AOL town hall.
But remember, like, well, no, but remember, like, your friends could make one. Like, you'd be like, "Let's all get in here," and you'd have like an 8-person chat. So there was just a bunch of people. This was probably the late 90s, early 2000s. No, it had to be early 2000s because I hadn't read Bukowski yet. But anyway, there was a girl there named something Bukowski, and I was just like, "Hey, I know I don't know you, but I just wanted to ask you, are you by any chance related to the writer and poet Charles Bukowski?" And she was like, "Yeah, my mom says I'm related. There's some writer in my story family. Anyway, I don't care." And then she was kind of not an awesome person. And I just remember thinking, like, he would hate you.
I was going to say, he would hate you.
I mean, he was a misogynist, so
right.
Being a woman, you had a good chance he'd hate you anyway. But I remember just thinking, like, can you imagine, like, what it comes down to? Like, you have this amazing writer in your family, and you're like, you know what made her, like, finally, like, have any reaction? This was back when there was a show called Californication with David Duchovny. And I was like, you know that show Californication? That's sort of loosely based on Bukowski. And she was like, wow, really? I was like, yeah. Yeah, this is...
I can't believe she had no idea. Like, I get that, like, okay, the average person, maybe Bukowski doesn't ring a bell, but, like, if that's your... Like, if my last name was Vonnegut...
Right.
I would have to know that there's a famous writer out there named Kurt Vonnegut.
Also, like, families tell stories. You know what I mean? Like, there can't be anyone else in that family that achieved that much. That you wouldn't hear about great uncle Hank, you know, but whatever. Anyway, I'm not that Mike Buongiorno, but I tell you, I'm this Mike Buongiorno, and this is Pop Culture Man Children, and I'm here with my good friend.
Yeah, how many podcast episodes has the Italian Mike Buongiorno done?
Probably. I mean, if he hadn't died before the advent of podcasting, I'm sure many.
He'd be like, what? Many. What's a podcast?
He was like, he also had a late night show. He was like their Letterman. He was beloved.
I was going to say, he's like their Don Francisco.
Who's Don Francisco?
Don Francisco was the guy on Telemundo. He hosted Sabado Gigante.
Okay, yes. He was a jack of all trades, this guy. Yeah. He was a broadcaster, for sure. You know what I mean? He was like, he did a Italian Wheel of Fortune. And I don't know, he must have done enough that some fucking...
Have you ever wondered about, like, in these other countries where, like, Wheel of Fortune started in America, so we call it Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
In Italy, do they call it Italian Wheel of Fortune, or do they call it just Wheel of Fortune?
They call it Wheel of Fortunato. I'm allowed to make those racist jokes because I myself am Sicilian.
That's how that works.
It's actually xenophobia, not racism. But, no, I think they just call it... That's like, you know why Ricky Gervais is so fucking loaded? Because he franchised The Office everywhere. Yeah. Not just the American version. There's like a million different offices, every country possible. And he would be smart enough to be like, here's the shell of it, but make it like work is in your country. Yeah. And he gets, I guess, a cut of it. And that's why he's so filthy rich. He's so rich that he got to just bypass writing jokes and becoming a comedian and going on the road and working in comedy clubs. He just became a comedian. He was just like, I'm going to do specials. I'm going to start with specials.
I'm just going to wear the same black shirt and pants.
Yes, I'm going to do that.
And I'm just going to yell at people and go, what?
Yeah. Oh, you don't get it. I'm too edgy.
Oh, come on. Take a joke.
Who says you're not a you're not you don't have the right to not feel uncomfortable or whatever things he says.
Also, speaking of podcasts, like if people are listening to this within like I guess like the next month or so of us recording this, go if you haven't dipped into WTF with Marc Maron in a while,
Oh
like
yeah.
he's on like such a victory lap tear at the end here.
Yeah, he's Mickey. This is gonna air this Wednesday, so
Okay, so then perfect, because like first off, he's been bringing great guests.
had Tom Sharpling this week.
He had Tom Sharpling today, which is really good.
Yeah.
And that's actually a great episode to jump off of if you haven't jumped in a while, because they really get into this tear that he's been on. He's in his like late stage George Carlin, like give no fucks mode. And he's been
Right.
going on all these other podcasts and like calling out the anti-woke comedians and like Tony Hinchcliffe's and like
Yeah.
all the like he went on Howie Mandel's podcast and like basically like gave it to Howie like right to his face.
Yeah. It was great. He was on Pod Save America, and who did he went off to?
He
He
went to
went after
Bill
Bill
Maher.
Maher there, and he was like, he's just struggling for relevance. But you know, there's nothing. He's so cutting, but also like nothing. It doesn't feel like jealousy, and it's all pretty apt. I think reads on what's happening.
Oh yeah, like when he talks about like all the anti-woke comedians and being like, you know,
You
I go to
won.
comedy
You guys
clubs
won.
now. Yeah, he's like, you guys won, but like you still punch like they're fucking dead. Like
Right,
you
like
like there's punching down a little bit, and then there's like you guys won, and now you're just like dancing on people's
yeah,
graves.
these people are scared now. So what are you gonna do? He was also on Best Friends where he hit that bit where he was like, I don't know, is it hack? That's a good question. Yeah, he's been doing great. He had a really great interview. This is not what this episode's about, but you know Vin, he comes with all the bullshit. He had a really great interview with Tim Heidecker.
Yeah, on Office
That one.
Hours.
He talked about did you see? I know that Tim Heidecker did like a parody version of the Bill Maher podcast,
Yes.
but he also did a something called Kill Timmy, which is like a parody of Kill Tony.
Yes, that was really
That
good.
was really good too.
He also did a stand-up special that was like fully in character as like this other Tim Heidecker that's just like a hack comedian. That's where that picture comes from that I showed you. I think I sent it to you. Where he's got the I call it the Bill Maher face, where it's like the come on. Like the really, really,
You
like
saw
that
Bill Maher
face.
had Woody Allen on.
Oh. Hey,
Just a
oh, he
couple
was
of
very
young guys
impressed.
talking about chicks.
Yeah, oh yeah, he was really impressed though that like Woody Allen was like getting so many babes back in the day.
I know everything about it was so gross. To think that in like 2003, I was like, Bill Maher, so good. He's sticking it to the George W. Bush administration. And now he's somebody that, you know, I would cross the street if I saw
Well,
him.
I always contend with Bill Maher that like there what you're right in that there was a point where it was like, oh yeah, okay, he's like fighting back against the Bush administration at the time, therefore like I'm okay with this guy. But I always maintain, much like Marc Maron, speaking of him, always maintains that Saturday Night Live maybe was always kind of bad.
Yeah.
And that's why they edit it down in reruns. They like cut a whole half hour off of it. Maybe just like the thing with Bill Maher was like his shows always had a good format. That like it was never really
Yes.
him. It was just like, oh, I'm gonna get to see these four other people that I'm kind of interested in, like
Yeah.
in a round table.
He was a funny pundit. But name a joke that's like, oh, that's a great Bill Maher joke.
Yeah.
Even in the golden days, it was like, yeah, did you see him stick it to whatever Rube from Fox News he got to come on the panel?
Yeah.
But anyway, since we're talking about TV, let's move into today's topic.
Yeah,
Vin,
that's a segue.
you suggested this today's topic, and I'm 100% for it. I'm not as learned in this topic as you. I'm really gonna let you teach me, although of course I have experience with these things. But this has been percolating in your brain for a while, and you wanted to talk about infomercials. Before we even j dive into it, I just want to, because you know the kids love this show. I just want to
Oh
tell
yeah.
the kids what infomercials are before we talk about the ones that we love.
Yeah,
They're
everyone gather around your Victrola.
yes. So an infomercial is a typically 28-minute, sometimes 58-minute, program, single program that is a commercial. It's a long commercial, but it takes, there's various different genres of how they present it, and it presents itself as a television show, but it's really a commercial. And you would see them very, very late at night because that is when no the ratings are extremely low, and it's very cheap to buy that airtime. So even major networks, you would see, you know, stuff at like 3 in the morning. And if you were, you know, insomniac, or if you were just, you know, some of these I remember because I was young. I was in my 20s. I was up to 4 o'clock in the morning, and this shit was on while I was smoking cigarettes and drinking black coffee. Listen to Bill Maher talk about the man.
I was gonna say you really were Bukowski.
So that's what an infomercial is. And then inside the infomercials, they take fake commercial breaks and then show you a commercial that's for the product that it is. It's always selling a product.
Well, that's one of the things that I love about a lot of infomercials is they try and like dupe you into thinking that like you're watching a real program. Like they always frame it as like now it's the Miracle Blade 3 presents Chef Tony Hour, and it's like they'll bring in some fake Italian guy named Chef Tony who's like gonna do a and like clearly he's just doing a demonstration with this knife and he's doing a hard sell, but like they're hoping, I guess, that someone who doesn't know any better is just flipping around and it's like, oh yeah, I'll watch this cooking show. Oh, what's this knife they're talking about?
That's the thing about it that is amazing, which is, you know, most TV insults our intelligence, but
Infomercials doubly so.
none more than infomercials, because they assume you're a fucking idiot, that you think that there is a talk show that only ever has one episode and it's always about like this hair care product. And
Right. Every
the
single
guest
time you
every
see
episode,
this, it's the same hair care guy. It's the same guy with the disgusting Star Wars creature face talking about how to cleanse your colon. I
It's
don't know if you remember that
Cher
one. There was
talking about hair care products.
It's all these things. And like some infomercials are like, oh, okay, so what I really want to hone in on with infomercials is I believe there was a heyday for infomercials. And that was because obviously infomercials have been around since time immemorial. If you want to say like the modern version, what we think of as infomercials, like the paid programming kind of stuff, you could go back to the 70s and 80s, from the start of cable. But really, I would pinpoint it to like the late 90s through like the 2000s,
Yeah, I agree.
because that's when you not only had cable, you had what I would call expanded cable, but they it really was just digital cable, satellite, where now you had all these other channels that were just specialized for, all fishing, all, baking channel, whatever. And when you weren't going to show that program again, like these were just more places to shove paid programming. So there was a real heyday where you saw a lot of these products. That's where you have a lot of these pitch men getting big, like Billy Mays, for example, got big because of OxiClean, which was a product that started in like 1998 and like really had its heyday again, like in the early 2000s. Like people like that commercial, that infomercial was on constantly. Ron Popeil had the two from that time that really took off were the Ronco rotisserie and the Ronco knife. And they always do the same thing with the knife ones because they were the competing knife commercial. There was that one, and there was the Miracle Blade 3 with Chef Tony, who is this big
Which
fat
I love
Italian
Chef
guy.
Tony,
Yeah, I love that ad because they do this thing where they're like, oh, like you can cut a tomato, and then also you can like cut drywall with it. You
Right,
can
he
run it
always goes
over
and
with
he
a
goes, but
truck.
wait, let's go back to the tomato. Smooth as fucking molasses. Like it's
Exactly. Well, which
and then there's a
the
bunch of
rub
people in
there.
chef's outfits in an
Oh,
audience clapping.
well, because the thing with that specific one is they're like, we went to France at the Culinary Institute of whatever to show off the Miracle Blade, because if the French like it, wow, then it must be legit.
Well, yeah.
But the thing with that, just to finish on the thread that you had about the tomato, is they act like, oh, well, look, it could still cut this tomato. Yeah, you just like the knife is still like seconds old.
I mean, that's what's interesting about a lot of these ones that have personalities, because you've got a lot of bad acting, but then you also have usually a very, very charming huckster at the center that can talk fast, move fast, do sleight of hand. They are the, the descendant of the snake oil salesman, barking out the back of a fucking, a trolley in the old West. You know what I mean? Or like, or like selling some miracle tonic. It's like those people. I remember one time I went to like a fair, like a like not a fair, I guess like a festival that's like blocks, and it was in Brooklyn when I was a kid, and there was like someone doing that, like someone doing the OxyClean shtick, like on a stage, like in like where there's but there's also like rides and like bait clams and like a big bouncy slide, and just a guy being like, hey, look at this iodine on a white rug, and then OxyClean, and it's like. And people would line up and be like, ooh.
Well, that's the other thing with a lot of these infomercials is when they break from the studio segments and like replay the commercial part, there's always new little bits they throw in where it's like,
Yeah.
here are real people who saw it with their own eyes and can vouch that this is a good product. And it's always the same like three places that they've gotten these people from. It's like
Yeah.
they're in a big shopping mall where they had a thing set up. They're on like a boardwalk somewhere, or like a
Yeah.
pier, or like they're in California, like at the beach.
I
Or like on
wonder.
a college campus. Like it's all the same kind of like they're all looking for the same type of people.
I wonder if they were filming that thing when I was a kid
Maybe,
as one of those things. Yeah.
but it's great how they edit those, because like I think I sent you the one for Fushigi, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so for people who don't know, this is more commercial, but like it kind of like was is in the same vein where there were definitely commercials and infomercials for things that like weren't really things. Like Fushigi was
Yes.
just like a metal ball inside like a translucent metal ball, and the way it
Yeah.
looked is supposed to give the illusion that like you could do tricks with it and
And
like
you do that bullshit from like the
let it
labyrinth.
levitate.
You know, the ball stuff from the labyrinth with
Like
David
you're rubbing
Bowie.
it with your palms and making it float in the
Yeah.
air. And if you go check out that ad and just look up Fushigi on YouTube,
Fushigi.
yeah, like they got people that like they got these people they're interviewing with like this girl's on the phone with her mom, like, oh my God, I get it now. And
Yeah.
it's like,
Yeah.
what do you, it's like, what are we doing? Like they're taking like the most nothing clips and
Yeah.
making it seem like, oh, this is the greatest thing in the world.
Well,
Like
I feel like
I can make it levitate.
here's the two things that they sell, right? I think there's about three or four genres of infomercial, but there's only two genres of product. One is nothing, like what you're just talking about. It's a ball toy, nothing. The
Yeah.
other is an invention that we've had forever that we're just calling something else.
Oh yeah, a
Like
knife.
the magic bullet, which is a fucking blender. It's just a small
Right.
blender, but it's the, and they don't want to call it a small blender. It's a magic bullet. It's not a blender, you fucking idiot. It's a magic bullet. Like, no, that's a blender. We've had blenders. There's one called fucking, what's it called? The Rolly Kit? Do you remember the Rolly Kit?
Yes, it was the thing where you can store stuff in it, like rolled
It's
out in like a
basically a tackle
hexagon shape.
box, but it's like
Yeah.
rounder. It's like,
And like your grandma would use it for like sewing supplies and shit.
right. And as for the genres, tell me if you agree with this or if I've missed something. These are the different genres, I think, the forms that they take. One is like a fake QVC home shopping network thing where it's pre-taped with fake calls, but they try to present it as like it's live.
Oh, yeah.
The other one is a fake talk show where it looks like a late night talk show, but the guest is always just this person who came up with some revolutionary new product.
Yeah.
And the fake cooking show, which would be things like the magic bullet and the knives and stuff. Would you agree? Is there anything I'm missing there?
Yeah, those are the big ones. Again, I think there's smaller offshoots
Yeah.
like the Fushigi, like the hey, we're just gonna sell you a piece of shit.
We're standing in a field for some reason.
Right, we're just standing in a field somewhere. Like there also was a trend in the early 2000s of feeling like things were very like techno, like oh, don't go to college, go to the Institute of Video Game Studies, where because they would
Yeah.
have a million commercials where there'd be two fucking schlubs on a couch playing video games. They'd be like, man, I wish we could do this for a living.
Yeah.
And then some hot babe would show up with glasses on and be like, oh, guess what? You can. Like, what? Like,
Well,
join
yeah.
the Pry Institute of Technology and you could be a video game tester for real. And they
Yeah.
talk like no developer would ever talk like that, like they're finally doing their job and like, We just need to increase the levels on these graphics. It's like, that doesn't make sense. That's not a thing.
Do you think, I mean, they must still exist. I haven't watched TV in so long, like literal TV in so long. Not to say I
Well,
don't
you know.
watch TV, I watch streaming stuff.
Well, you know what that's morphed into now.
What? I have a guess,
It,
but tell me what you think.
okay. Well, no, I was going to tell you the answer. What's your guess?
No, tell me your answer first.
Okay, so basically, all that stuff, because people watch less TV, it's all shifted towards cheap products that get sold on like Temu and Wish
Oh.
and like stuff that's mail order. Like, if you notice now, like every month it seems there'll be like a big fad product and there'll be like a million imitators.
Like
Where
Labubu.
it's, well, Labubu is more like trying to be like a Beanie Baby type of thing, but
Yeah.
kind of like that, where it's like, oh, here's a product, like you were saying before, like here's a spray that will like clean anything, or like fill in cracks on your car. And like maybe the original one might work, but most people are gonna go and get and see on Temu or Wish or even
Right.
Amazon that same product, and they'll like use it and be like, well, it doesn't work at all. Like there's whole YouTubers now whose whole thing is just like reviewing those types of products.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. What I was thinking was, like, how do you, like, yes, I think you're right. That's where the products go. But I was thinking, like, what replaces infomercials? And I'm sure infomercials are still around in some form,
Yeah.
but the answer I came up with was you take your bullshit on Shark Tank. Like,
Yeah.
instead of doing an infomercial, the ja and it doesn't matter if you want to make a deal or not. In fact, you probably don't want a deal. You just want to get on the show with your bullshit, and then you can sell it, and that becomes your thing. And they'll use the clip from Shark Tank in their commercials.
Oh yeah, well again, that goes hand in hand with the Temu product and stuff, because there are all these like shitty little products that are just either th a lot of times you're right, it's just things that already existed. Like remember like 7 or 8 years ago, everyone was trying to do a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo that was based around some type of hot sauce or
Yes.
salad dressing or some kind of like
Yeah.
canned food, where it's like, oh, this is like, I'll split your mama in half hot sauce. Like, what are
Killer
we doing
baby
here?
hot sauce. Holocaust habanero.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they always had some crazy angle to like get you in,
Right.
and like, or they would do the opposite, where they go way too far with the details. Be like, unlike those other hot sauces, we're locally sourcing our habaneros and like
Fuck
making
off.
sure
Yeah.
that there's no GMO something or other. And it's like, okay, what? Like, how
Is
many
it
times are
paprika and vinegar? Probably it's
right, like
paprika and vinegar.
right, like everyone's trying to like sound like they're reinventing the wheel. Like our salad dressing is the but it's fucking salad dressing.
Well, I remember on the show Good Eats, back when I watched the Cooking Network, Alton Brown always used to say, never buy a unitasker. If you own something
Yeah.
and it's in your kitchen, it should do multiple things. And a lot of the shit is unitaskers. Like, remember the fucking, here's one. It was basically, it was like a way to make eggs in a microwave. You put the
Yes.
eggs in, I forget what it's called, but you put the eggs in like little plastic like cups. Basically, they look like, what you keep like
Like a
contact
muffin
lenses
tin
in.
almost.
Yeah, and then you just and they'll be like and then they and you just then cook it in a fucking microwave, and they'd be like, see, and you don't even have to use butter. You can, it's healthy.
Right,
Often,
like there was that. There was the like the rapid ramen cooker, the mac and
yeah,
cheese cooker, where it's like it's just a fucking silicone bowl.
right. Even like one of the biggies, I think, of infomercials was the George Foreman grill.
Yeah.
And George Foreman grill was just a grill that was slanted, so the drippings would drip out, and then you just have a really dry piece of steak. But
Right. It's like,
basically,
okay, the fat's
yeah.
being rendered out of it, but like some fat is good. Like that's the misnomer. It's like
Right.
some fat is good. Like you should want a little bit of fat in your meat and it's going to taste better. Like if you're going to have a steak already, why would you want to eat a dry steak?
Well, I think there are features that a lot of these products have. Like when it comes to like things like the magic bullet and the rotisserie, it's like it's going to save you time, right? You've got a busy life, you got a job, you got a family, it's going to save you time, and it's going to be healthier, right? Magic bullet was big for that. Like I remember like back then, like bigger people being like, yeah, I'm getting on track. I got the magic bullet, I got a plan. I'm
Yeah,
going
but
to
I was
Weight
like,
Watchers.
it's just chopping your food for
It's
you. It's
just a
not
blender.
you.
You could have had, you had it, yeah.
Also, can we use this as a segue to talk about the Magic Bullet infomercial? Because
Please.
the Magic Bullet infomercial is one of the weirdest infomercials ever.
It's
Because
sort of a
there's,
genre itself, because
it's a, yeah, it's its own genre because there's
it's
like
there's characters.
characters and a plot and
Yeah.
like story and character development. But the thing that I was thinking about in relation to what you were just saying is they make it seem like just 15 seconds and you can make, salsa for the kids or like
Yeah.
muffins or whatever. It's like, no. If you have all the food chopped and prepared to put
Right.
in the magic bullet, you can blend it in 15 seconds.
Right.
You still have to heat it up, cook it, get the vegetables out, cut the vegetables to
Right.
size to fit
Like
in
you
the
can
magic
deep
bullet.
fry chicken in under a minute
But you
sometimes,
still got to
right?
heat the oil up and like get the chicken
And
ready
like, yeah, and
and
prepare it and shit. Like they do a lot of bullshit timing, but it's only when you're pressing the fucking magic bullet and making it blend. Like, and they'd be like, that was 10 seconds, everybody.
yeah, we just made yeah because by the that first commercial of the infomercial, they always do the same thing, especially in the Magic Bullet, where they're like, "And we just made breakfast, lunch, dinner, and mixed drinks for everyone in less time than it took." It's like, "No, you didn't.
No, you
No,
didn't.
you did
No.
not." And Berman's a drunk anyway. Get
Yeah,
that drink away from
yeah,
him.
this is what I want to get to. So yeah, you're right. It is a sort of beast all its own. It doesn't really fit too much into the categories I talked about a second ago. It's a little bit like a cooking show, but also it has a narrative. It's sort of like, I guess, a bunch of friends, maybe it's a group of couples, went to like a weekend retreat, and you all tied one on last night, especially the drunk guy. And this is the next morning. We're getting up. We're gonna try to like have some breakfast, but then this happens. And in real life, it would be like if you went on vacation with somebody, like if you and me went on vacation, and then like the next day, I try to get you into a multi-level marketing scheme. Like you'd be
Yeah.
like, we were having a good time. Me and Mike were drinking some brewski beers, and then the next day, he went on for an hour and a half about the fucking magic bullet.
Yeah, because basically, like, two people walk into a kitchen and fucking Mick and Mimi are standing there
Sons of
and
bitches.
they're making stuff with the magic bullet and they're like, "Oh,
They're
want me to make your
wasting the amount
breakfast,
of food they're
Berman?"
wasting
Oh,
just
it's
to show
insane.
you.
It's insane.
Yeah.
But then like one by one more people start coming downstairs. From this, apparently, like, I want to see the commercial where like whatever happened last night, because they're
It's like
like
a
they're
cult.
certain, yeah, they were like insinuating that at one point that like Berman and what was, I forget the old lady's name, but the one who was chain smoking, that
Oh,
like
she's
they
great.
fucked or something, like
Oh, wait, I have her name.
I hate cooking salmon, stinky salmon, like it's like
Hazel.
what is
Hazel the
Hazel, yeah,
smoker.
they insinuate that like Hazel and Berman like have a thing going on,
Yeah.
like. It's very weird.
Yeah, it's great. They're like, Hazel, did you raw dog last night? Well, you might have a urinary tract infection, so
Here's some cranberry smoothie.
let's make some smoothies. Oh, you're a step ahead of me. Yeah, it's a weird one because they're doing the it, they don't there's a there's characters, but
And
they
they
don't.
brought those characters back, by the way, when they did like another version of the Magic Bullet or like the,
Was
I didn't call
Berman
it
like
the
had the
Nutribullet they
big
were
book and
on.
he was like, I'm on the wagon now, everybody.
I don't remember the details of this one as well, but it was like them on a camping trip to show that like, oh, you can bring the Magic Bullet like everywhere.
Yeah. And then
And
at
they
the
were
end of the
all, I guess,
episode,
like
they all
fucking
drink
intense.
Magic Bullet Kool-Aid and die.
Like...
That was a great orgy last night, but it's time to catch that rocket.
Yeah. But like this was
Everyone
also a
put on your white
time
Nikes.
this was also a time when infomercials were trying to be like they were trying to give you a little more like the ShamWow guy being like
Oh, yeah,
fucking
that guy.
being like get a load of this. Ah, come over here, cameraman. Fuck you. Like
Yeah. Oh, he was like the edgy guy.
he was the edgy guy. Well, he was edgy because he got his tongue bitten off by a hooker.
Didn't he also, wasn't he
He did the
abusive
underground
to his
comedy hook.
partners?
He what?
I thought he was abusive to people. I thought he was a
Oh,
lawyer.
well, maybe. Okay, so what you're probably conflating is the same thing I'm talking about. So he got caught in a hotel. I guess like it was some dispute over the money, and he tried to, I guess, beat her up. And she bit his tongue off,
Wow,
and
so
then
he's
he,
tongueless now?
no, it was like a piece of his tongue. But if you listen to him now, he definitely talks like he's got like a lisp now.
Wasn't he part of like that like obscene comedy movie?
He funded. He fancied himself a comedian early on,
That was kind
and
of an
he.
infomercial, right?
That was absolutely an infomercial. So that's good on you taking it all the way back, because this was part of something we haven't talked about yet, which is the like racy, sexy infomercials that you would see on after midnight on like the E Network after Howard
After you
Stern's
watch
show.
Howard Stern and
Yeah, there.
Wild On,
Wild On.
Juliana R Rancic or whatever her name was.
Yeah, or Brooke Burke.
Yeah.
But yeah, that infomercial was hit. That guy, the ShamWow guy, originally got, I guess, famous, whatever, because he was like, I fancy myself a comedian. I'm gonna self-fund this comedy movie and just sell it via infomercial. And it was called The Underground Comedy Movie. And
Yes.
it was basically his version of National Lampoon's Kentucky Fried Movie,
Right.
where it was just like sketches, and he would pay for celebrities to be like, fucking Joey Buttafuoco was in it, and
Oh, okay.
yeah,
That's a
Slash was
celebrity
in it.
for
Like it
you.
was a very weird cast, but like a young Bobby Lee is in it,
Yeah.
playing a big racial stereotype.
Sure.
And then like when he got popular as the ShamWow guy, he reconfigured that movie. He basically like added a few extra segments to it and re-released it in theaters in like the early 2010s as inappropriate comedy, like
Okay.
app APP, like the
Well,
apps.
okay.
And I think like Rob, they had skits of like Rob Schneider, Lindsay Lohan when she was at her lowest.
Oh boy, that's sad.
I think Adrian Brody was in, or
Yeah.
maybe I'm getting that confused with movies 66 or 70, whatever that movie was.
42, something like
Yeah,
that.
movie 42,
39.
which honestly, movie 42 is like
Same shit.
same kind of shit.
It was basically a movie producer doing that. It
Yeah.
was a movie. It was a if you could produce. That movie, I forget what it's called, movie number. It's the movie version of a Ponzi scheme because he got one star and then used that star to get another star. Go, hey, this guy's in this movie. You want to be in it? And then
Yeah,
just
oh, Hugh
kept doing
Jackman's in
that.
this. Oh, Hugh, I want to work with Hugh
Yeah,
Jackman.
he kept doing that until he had a crazy all-star movie that was nothing.
Well, you keep saying he, we're not, we're, that's the Farrelly brother.
Was it? I thought the Farrelly brothers were like vaguely, really? I thought it was different people for different. Like sketches.
Oh, me. Yeah,
Movie
let's look this up now because.
43 from 2013. There are 13 directors.
Okay, so you're right.
Elizabeth Banks is one of them.
Okay.
Griffin Dunne is one of them. Oh, Peter
Oh,
Farrelly
wow.
is one of them. James Gunn is one of them. Brett Ratner is one of them. Bob Odenkirk is one of them. What the fuck?
Who was like, but did the Farrelly brothers like executive produce it? Like, I could swear I had heard that like they were like the driving force behind it.
Let me look at full cast and crew. Producer, there's 27 producers too.
Okay, so
Probably
this was
every old
just like a
lady with a
big
checkbook.
fucking. I was gonna say, so this was just like a big old scheme.
It was a scheme of a movie. But I'm going back to what you were saying. You just reminded me of something I totally forgot about, which is Girls Gone Wild was
That
an
yet, yes,
infomercial.
that was the next one I was about to show us where babies feed. Yeah, that one.
That was an infomercial. And I remember watching it. It would just be like, look, you're 12, the internet's not really around yet, you don't have iPhones yet,
They
you're
just play
looking for some kind
Caribbean,
of
like they play like
material.
some kind of vague Caribbean music, and like it's
Yeah,
girl
so
gone
you're looking for,
wild.
there's no real sex special on HBO tonight. You're looking for something to aid you in your self-pleasure, and you're like, yeah, I guess maybe I'll watch this Girls Gone Wild infomercial and never buy it. Because they were at that point,
Oh yeah, never buy it.
there were tapes. There were VHS tapes. And you
Yeah.
always knew one douchebag kid who was like, I actually have one.
And then when you
And it's the
finally
same
saw
shit,
it.
just without the cartoons over their boobs.
Right, unless you were like a real nipple freak,
Yeah.
like you really didn't need to buy the you really need to buy the
It's
because
just boobs, but it's also like
it's also weird and like not very sexy, like when taken out of the context of the commercial.
it's all they didn't get fucking consents from any of these people. They just go to like Mardi Gras and like get girls to do it and then just fucking run away. Like, I don't know. I don't think any of these girls did consents to allow that.
No, and then also like taking that somehow taking that out of the equation for a second, just like in a complete vacuum, Like the commercials made it seem like nonstop action. You won't believe what these girls do on spring break. And then a lot of
They
like you
just
said,
show
you have
their
the one friend,
sometimes
you
they
have the
show their
one friend who had
vaginas.
it.
I remember that in the when I saw a real video, there was some vagina shots.
Right, but I'm getting at like 90% of these videos, like you turn it on expecting like a fucking wild orgy or something.
Well, no, there
And it
was
would just
no
be some
penetration. There
goofy,
was no
that's what I'm
hardcore.
saying. It would just be like some goofy cameraman talking to some girl on spring break, be like, so where do you go to school? Yeah,
Yeah.
you like that, huh?
You know what it was? It was the precursor for like Reddit, like or places where it's all amateurs, amateur stuff.
Yeah.
I would say maybe a little bit OnlyFans, but OnlyFans is
They have complete
actually,
control over
yeah,
that.
OnlyFans is actually good for the content creators, where this was the opposite.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, so going from one extreme to the other, there was something that I actually thought was like a real thing that had to respect and was an important part of our world and community. And only this week did I realize, oh shit, that was just an infomercial. And
Really?
I'm talking about Hooked on Phonics.
Really?
Hooked on Phonics is an infomercial for like tapes. And but this but the sort of genre, the way they package it is like it's
Like your
almost,
teacher's gonna buy Hooked on Phonics
yeah,
and you're
or
gonna
like
get it in class.
it's got some of the like seriousness of a PSA, and maybe a little bit like it's a news magazine show, but it's just an infomercial. It's just buy these tapes, and I don't remember if they were VHS or like
I mean, they
cassette
had to have been.
tapes.
Well, because the ones that were cassettes, you would get like a huge binder, and it would be like a whole collection.
Yeah.
Like remember Muzzy?
No, I don't remember
With
Muzzy.
like bonjour, juste me la volonté. No, those children aren't French; they're American.
Oh yes. Yeah, it's that's the funny thing, which is like things like that and Girls Gone Wild are essentially the same thing in that it's like we're trying to sell you VHS. We're trying
Yeah.
to show or we're trying to sell you cassettes, you know? I mean that's the way I felt about Masterclass. It was just a streaming network that was spent like making you pay way too much for their products.
Do you remember, because jumping off of the like VHS aspect,
Yeah.
there was a whole subgenre for a little while of like uncensored versions of things on V, like specifically two series I'm thinking of, the Jerry Springer uncensored VHS tapes
Yes.
and Cops uncensored.
Yes. And those two they were infomercials.
Yeah.
That would get you juicy and get you ready. You'd be like, oh, all right. Yeah. And it was, if Cops isn't exploitative enough, it would be like, how about
Right.
Cops with their tits out? You know, or
Yeah,
like
yeah.
shit like that. Like,
We're
so,
already exploiting this crack addict
yeah.
who's running away from the police. How about, yeah, you want to see their
Yeah.
tits too? Like,
What you can't see on TV. There was a lot of that, right? What you can't see on TV. And you're like, oh, I
yeah,
want that.
if you thought Jerry Springer was outrageous before, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah.
This is
One.
a good time to also bring up another aspect of a lot of these infomercials, going back to the like the cooking one specifically. Is that it's not limited to the cooking ones, but you would see it a lot there, where they would try and make it seem like you're getting the biggest deal in the world,
Oh,
where it's
yeah.
like for three easy payments of $19.99, and they would just nonstop with the knives, like just fucking somehow this is the only knife you're ever gonna need, but also here's 15 other knives that you also need.
Yeah. Well, it would be like, you know, you're buying a package of shit, but they'd be like, see this one thing? That's the thing you're buying. I'm gonna give you all this other shit for free. As if your stupid brains would be like, oh wow, I get the steak knives for free? I'm paying for the other knife, but the steak knives are free, honey.
Right, it's no, you're
This
paying for
thing pays
all
for itself.
of them. Yeah.
Did
Or
you
things you don't
ever,
really need.
yeah.
Like the food like I was watching the Ronco food dehydrator one. And
Yes.
it's like nobody needs this in their house. Like you need a big fucking food dehydrator.
Right. And that reminds me also of the what do you call it? It was like vacuum sealing clothes. Like you want more
Yes.
room in your closet, vacuum seal your clothes.
Right. It's like that's again, that's a great example of something where it's like, it sounds like, oh, cool. I'm going to use that all the time. I could use more space.
Yeah.
But it's like, do you really like, do your clothes not fit in your closet right now?
Right. You're not gonna use it all the time. It's you know the thing you have, you already have the vacuum. It's just a bag.
Right. Oh, you could vacuum seal food and keep it in your freezer for 7 months. It's like, but you're gonna
Decades.
eat, but it's like most people are just gonna eat the food within a week.
Yeah.
Why do you need to vacuum?
You know what infomercial I actually liked and would watch a lot when it was on? The Dean Martin Celebrity Roast
Oh,
infomercials
yes.
selling
That's like
those
the Time
tapes.
Life.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Time Life
I got that
infomercial.
tape, or at least one of those tapes. But you know what's funny about that show? Even the actual show itself was complete bullshit. Like, it was not a real audience. Things were written. It was not like a real roast.
No.
They would have people, they would pretend that people all there at the same time when they wouldn't be. They'd be like, and then we got Orson Welles over here, and it would just be like a shot of Orson Welles from a different time. Some real bullshit. Also the Johnny Carson one, the best of Johnny Carson.
My dad bought the Johnny Carson one. We had that in the house.
Yeah, again, just VHSs.
Yeah, just VHS. All the Time Life music collection.
Oh yes. Oh yes. That was like where that
Sounds of the 70s. But
meme comes from of like titles on a screen, but then the highlighted one would be what you're listening to.
yeah, what that really was in reality, because of the listen, in the 90s, okay, you could get people with that. But young people, by the time like Napster and shit came around,
Yeah.
all those commercials were, oh, I like that song. Let me write that down. I like
Right.
that one too. Let me write that down. Okay, tomorrow when I go online, let me make sure to get those.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I speaking about our reactions to it, I was thinking in some way these were important for little me because it helped teach me media literacy.
Oh yeah.
Almost like the way something avant-garde, like avant-garde art would do. Like, it's so constructed and so fake. Like, you would either be a rube who believed like this is real, this is a real talk show about this hair care product, or you'd be like, oh, I get it, like this is fake, this is
Yeah.
a pretend, it's pretending to look like David Letterman, but it's not. And I think little me got some media literacy skills off of that.
Oh yeah, like the ones where you can kind of see the seams. Like I go back to the cooking ones and like the little tricks they would use. Like when they would break out every single time when they would break out a bread knife and want to show something cutting bread,
Yeah.
and they have to do the example before of like, here's how you do it with your regular knife. And they would be like, ah, oh, you see, you squish the bread down with this knife and you get these little bread sticks. And it's like, yeah, because you're crushing the bread with your hand when you cut it.
Right. Right,
Notice you're
right, right.
not doing that when you have the real, when you have your knife.
Yeah. And Chef Tony would be like, my mama would say, it's like, I get it. You're Italian. You love your mama.
Or there would just be like weird, like you remember in the 2010s, there was one for Kathy Mitchell did something called Dump Meals.
Yeah, oh yes. Right,
Where
the
just like
worst
just fucking
name
throw
ever.
this shit in a, you know, it's like, yeah, like
Yeah,
just fucking throw this shit in a pan.
make food for your family in a fucking bag and then feed
Yeah.
it to them like horses, you piece of shit. Yeah, dump, I do remember that. Dump meal. You would just put everything in a bag. Again, it would be like you've got, look, you're working all day. You don't have time. And do you want to go and spend money on fast food? It's unhealthy for the kids. Make a dump meal.
Well, that you said unhealthy for the kid. That reminded me of in the Slap Chop infomercial.
Yeah.
Because first off, the Slap Chop is so tiny, and
Yeah.
like he would throw, he'd put like a cherry tomato and two things of green onion in there, slap it three times, and be like, "See, salad for the kids." It's like, come on.
That was one of the most unnecessary items. Like, what are you
Yeah.
doing? What are we saving? You cut it with a knife. Like, what even is this? A slap chop. Did you, okay, have you ever owned any product from an infomercial? Whether you bought it from the infomercial or you saw it on one of those like stands in a mall that's like as seen on TV stand.
When I was I guess in middle school, what was the thing, the Rolly kit it was called?
Oh yes.
Yes, I got a Rolly kit for Christmas
Nice. And you put
one
all your
year.
figures in it and
I
stuff?
put all my Legos in it
That's
and
pretty
like
sweet.
action figures.
I mean, I get it. I
I
mean,
got that. Yeah,
yeah.
I got that. My family did get a magic bullet at the time.
Did it work? Was everyone eating smoothies and guacamole like crazy?
That's really all we used it for, was to make smoothies. Like that was really it. Like we didn't
Yeah.
use it for
Eggs.
eggs. Like we didn't use it for every meal. Like not
Pesto
every meal we
sauce.
needed. There was a point where my dad had a George Foreman grill, like everyone else.
Yeah, so yeah, I think we all had a George Foreman grill.
Yeah. And
They were shitty and overheat, and
oh yeah.
they were like the fucking Bluth cornballer. You'd burn yourself on it. It would smell.
And the one, I don't know if this was, I guess this isn't, maybe this was an infomercial, but I got a Chia Pet one.
Oh, I've never
And
had a Chia Pet, but I've always wanted one. I don't know why I haven't achieved that dream. It seems pretty easy.
yeah, and I got the classic one too, the one that looks like a sheep or a pig or whatever, like,
Oh, okay.
and it kind of sucked. Like, it's not what you think it is. Like, you think like, okay, I'm gonna rub these seeds on here, you mix it with water, rub the seeds on, and then you're gonna have this big bushy pet that you can
Yeah.
like trim, and it's gonna be kind of zen or whatever. It first off, it's very hard to get those seeds to stick onto the pet.
Oh, really?
That's number one. Like, you gotta have the like exact ratio of water to seeds.
Huh.
Otherwise, it's gonna just like the seeds are gonna slip right off.
Oh,
You're gonna
okay.
put it on, it and like 10 minutes later, you're gonna come back, and they're all just gonna have like ran off the chia pet.
Motherfucker. Yeah,
And
okay.
I'm not feeling like, you can all look this up. Like, this is a very common problem with a lot of the chia pets, that you don't that like you have to put it on like the side of the chia pet, like most of them, where like they don't stick, and then what ends up happening is you'll like, get like these like patches on your chia pet.
Oh, that's not
And it's
fair.
like, well, this sucks. This is not cool.
Yeah.
Didn't
It
what I
was supposed to look
wanted.
like this guy's hair, not like just hairy spots on his face.
Yeah. And it was such a tale of two gifts too, because the year I got it was the 1999 when the Sega Dreamcast came out. So I somehow was equally excited for getting the Dreamcast and a Chia Pet.
Wow. You were like, I'm pretty set now.
Yeah, I'm sounding anything out. I'm good.
I had the ab roller,
Oh.
which is something you could have done. You could do it with a barbell. You could do it with a fucking
Yeah.
bread roller. You could do it with anything. Basically, what they sold it is, do you want abs? Do you want a hard six pack of abs despite
Yeah,
the
do you want to
fact you're
look like
fat?
John Baisdell?
Yeah. Well, here's what you got to do. Instead of just doing sit-ups and crunches like you already do not do and don't want to do, how about you do this where you basically you go from a plank position to like a crunch position, but using this roller, and it hurts just as fucking bad as
I was gonna say, that's a use it once and then it stays in the corner
yeah.
product.
But again, it's a product that's not necessary because you could just do crunches.
Right. So are
Like,
you saying the Bowflex isn't necessary?
was the Bowflex the one that like it has 17 different workouts in one? You could
Yeah,
look like
and like,
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
right, and it's, well, there was this guy John Baisdell that I think was like
Yeah.
the spokesman, and they would sell this thing as like, oh, it's your all-in-one home thing. The big thing about it though is like, okay, where the fuck are you putting this in your home?
I
Where are you
had it.
fitting this
Oh,
Bowflex in your
that. I'm
home?
sorry. Yeah. That, no, it's its own room. But then it becomes like a bench where you put your shirts on after work. It
Yeah.
eventually become like a dust collector.
Right. Or like buying the complete set of like Taibo videos.
Yeah. Oh,
Like, you're never
yeah.
gonna do Taibo.
No, you're not. They would always, that's the thing. They were selling you dreams, right? That's capitalism. Like, they're selling you health. They're selling you happiness. They're selling you're going to have a better family meal. They're selling you are going to have more space.
Yeah,
It's
oh, like
all like,
the
this
Jack
will
LaLanne
improve your
power
job.
juicer.
Yeah, it's like this will improve your life. This will improve everything about you. This will improve your family. Of course you want it. Yes, it's just a little blender. But this is the thing that you need that'll make losing weight fun.
Yeah, you've been missing in this whole, this is what you've been missing this whole time. The
Yeah.
key to everything lies in this blender. Just juicing, drink all your meals. Why wouldn't you want to just drink all your meals?
Right. I tell you one that I bought not that long ago, actually about 5 years ago. During the pandemic, I bought a Thighmaster.
Oh.
Because I specifically have I have a problem where the outside of my I used to like kind of walk on my heels. So the outside of my legs are very muscular and the inside are less muscular, softer. So that problem leads my knees to like kind of like want to go cockeyed. So I have to like work it out. I have to go to the gym. I actually went to actual physical therapy in the past. So now I could just take care of it with going to the gym, but there were no gyms during
Right.
the lockdown. So it was like my knees were starting to hurt. And I was like, you know what would fucking work? A Thighmaster. And Vin, that fucking Thighmaster worked. I don't know if it would like actually like do what Suzanne Somers said it was gonna do, like make me have like sexy legs, but it helped with that, with making my like groin and inner abductors stronger. Of course, I bought it off Amazon. Like I've never like picked, I was too young. I never picked up the phone and went, I gotta get this.
Or like when they do stuff on QVC, it would be like call in the next or they do it in infomercials too, like
Yeah.
if you call in the next 20 minutes, like if you
Was that
call
ever
in
anything?
20 no, like I as a very little kid, I used to think that like,
Yeah.
oh, if you call like 21 minutes from now,
Yeah.
the guy manning the phone in the factory in the warehouse is gonna be like,
Yeah.
no, sorry,
No.
can't get the extra knives.
You should have called 10 minutes ago if you want a Nickelodeon magazine. Now your kid's shit out of luck, lady.
I'd love Nickelodeon magazine.
Or what was the one that was like about like animals? There was another
Oh, Zoo
magazine.
Books?
Yes.
But
Yes.
again, that wasn't a magazine. It was like sold as a magazine,
What
but it
was
was
it?
just like different volumes of like each zoo book was about a different animal,
Oh, well, that's
and
like
you get it
Encyclopedia.
over the course of like 2 years or whatever.
Encyclopedia Britannica had infomercials,
Oh
and
yeah.
that was selling you you'd be smarter.
Yeah, or like I never did this because this is just not in my world or wheelhouse, but I know people who've done like war figurines or like where they do like, oh, get like your Civil War like figurine set, and like every month you'd get sent like one figurine.
Yes.
Like
Yes.
the initial thing you'd get would be like your first figurine and like the map to put on your table. And
Yeah.
like every month you'd get like a new figurine or like a little weapon or something.
Yeah. I not that long ago, I saw like a cool like Disney pumpkin, light up pumpkin from the Bradford Exchange. Is that what it's called? Anyway, and then like every month they'd send me another like Disney Halloween bullshit. And then like it was kind of over and they were like, okay, next month we'll send you this other bullshit. I was like, no, I want to quit now. And then I quit. I guess one last thing I want to talk about is actually there's two last things I want to talk about. One of them is Miss Cleo, which was
Oh,
a
yeah.
very big thing. There's actually a documentary on her, because she was a character. She was from New York. She didn't really speak with that accent. And she kind of became the fall guy because it was like she was just a spokesperson for the company. It wasn't really her company, but it was
Yeah.
psychic Miss Cleo and her psychic friends, and you'd call and get psychic readings over the phone. I mean, talk about really selling nothing. And but people, she became like a phenomenon. Everyone knew Miss Cleo. Call me now.
Yeah, call me now for your free reading.
Yeah. Free reading. Yeah. And I'd be like, Mom, it's a free reading. She'd be like, yeah, for 1 minute, and then it's $3 for every additional minute.
Yeah, this feels another one where it's like, where the fuck were you on 9/11?
Oh, Vin, you just came up with a $1 million t-shirt. Just a picture of Miss Cleo saying, where the fuck were you on 9/11? What an
I there's
indictment.
a theory out there that I saw that like that's what I mean. A lot of things ruined her business, but like. That was a big one where people were like,
Really?
wait a minute. If she knows so much,
Yeah.
why didn't she see any of this coming?
Right,
Why does she only know about like my love life and
exactly.
like all these cold readers, like, and this could be a whole other topic, like the John Edwards of the world.
Oh no, it's such. I mean, at least when you see that bullshit live, it's kind of a show. To get it over the phone, it probably preyed on the weakest and saddest among us, and that's
Oh,
what sucks
it's
about it.
preying on people who are looking for answers. So they're going to
Right,
give you information
desperate.
about thinking about it.
Yeah.
They're going to take any answer you give them. Like, remember John Oliver years ago did like a whole expose on that, and he played the clip
Yeah.
from like a local news place of like the woman who like she teamed up with the local news to get this con woman who's like
Yes.
a reader, and they made up this whole thing about like, oh, my son is missing. What happened to my son? And they met at like a restaurant or something, and the woman was like, oh, I'm sorry, but your son's dead. He's passed on to the other side. And they walk out of the Denny's or whatever, and the guy comes up to her and is like, hey, hello, my name's Josh. I go, oh, Josh, nice to meet you. What's going on? Who are you? You're like, oh, well, I'm her son. And he'd be like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're alive.
That's
And like
bullshit.
the news cameras were like right there to get it all.
Beautiful, beautiful. But that's the kind of The thing about psychics is people want to fool themselves. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? People want to throw their money away.
But they knew I had a tragic event in my life.
Yeah, we all have. The last thing I want to talk about is, and this is like kind of an offshoot topic, but in I mean, this could be its whole own episode, but I just want to touch on it in a second. In like 20 in 2009, 2010, Adult Swim started doing like fake
Oh,
infomercials
yes.
and creating, basically saying like, you know what, if airtime is so cheap at this point, at this point at night, why not just produce something, not even advertise it, throw it out there, see if no one sees it, fine. If someone sees it, all the better. And there was the one about the fucking, there was the one with just a bear. What was it called? It was like bear catching fish or whatever.
Yeah,
And
there was too many cooks.
Too Many Cooks was the classic. So good. But the bear one, doesn't it turn into like, it turns into like a fake Claritin commercial,
Yes.
but then like the woman's life spirals.
Yeah, a lot of them just turned into like horror.
It, but it was so good. What was it? Adult Swim bear commercial. Oh, unedited footage of a bear. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
And then it would turn into this long fake commercial. And I remember like it would, all the symptoms would get crazier. It was so good. It was so good. Check those out. But this is sort of a bygone era, you know? I don't think, I mean, I'm sure there are people that still watch TV and, you know, aren't as online as us, and you know, but this used to be a thing. I mean, like if you were a young person who, you know, stayed up late, you know, in the summertime in your 20s or whatever, you would see this shit. You'd be watching, you know, five episodes of the old good Roseanne on Nick at Night, and then all the fun's over, it's time for fucking Ronco or whatever.
Yeah.
Vin, thank you so much for bringing this topic home. We should do a PCMC infomercial one of these days.
Yeah,
Just have a
why
bunch of
not?
fake listeners be like, you know, things are going bad in my life until I started listening to PCMC. And, you know, now I'm back in school and things are looking up.
Yeah, I could ride a bike again.
Yeah. Vin, thank you so much for being here. We end every episode by saying,
Go bye-bye.